Let me just show you that. File, new website. ASP.NET website. Okay. That didn't work very well. File, new website. Hang on, let me start Visual Studio as an administrator. Oh, okay, let's create an MVC for, why not? Web application. A mobile application. Okay, so it's creating a mobile application. So we've got our website, it's just being built for us. And, of course, we can browse the... We can actually run it in Internet Explorer, and of course this is running on localhost 2279. And there it is, and of course we could shrink it with that. If I try to now access that, of course, from my emulator, it won't work. It won't even work. If we do... http://rockstar:// what did we say it was? 2279. And come on, 22, thank you, 79. And of course, it won't be able to find it because this is not being served properly. So, next thing we have to do is. First of all, let's see, we've got, just check where this is, properties. MVC application 4 in my junk folder, okay. And then just to remove it from the solution, then we need to go into my documents, IIS Express, config, applicationhost.config, edit that. Go down to the sites section. Here's all the sites. And there at the bottom will be, here's my 2279 localhost. So we change that to Rockstar. Save our changes. Add existing. Is it project? I always get confused here. Existing website. Let's try that. Projects. Junk. MVC application 4. There we go. Let's do that one. Oh, okay. Oh, no. I can't get at the button. Is it highlighted? I think it is, isn't it? Yeah, let's hit enter. Oh, there you go, yeah. Yeah, and then you get a warning, and that's added back in. We can try and run it in Internet Explorer, and it will... It's picked up the fact we're on Rockstar 2279, and all that's good. So, the other thing I have to do is just run a command prompt. Run as administrator, and then I do this net share space, and I can never remember the syntax of this, so I just have to go and sneakily have a quick look at my slide again. Net share, HTTP add URL ACL, HTTP add URL ACL. URL ACL. URL equals HTTP colon whack whack rockstar colon 2279. And then I think it's, was it user equals everyone? Yeah, space user equals everyone. URL reservation successfully added. And with that, now my emulator should be able to get at my website. There we go. So, as you can see, it's ways harder than it should be, but as long as you know the tricks, that's what you have to do. Right, I'm going to wrap up now with just a quick look at a couple of things, Bluetooth and NFC. So first of all, local communication. This is brand new to Windows Phone 8. And this was, again, something we couldn't do before, but we've now got two local communication methods, Bluetooth and NFC. So Bluetooth first is for devices up to 10 meters apart, but obviously can be less in poor conditions. And we support two ways of using Bluetooth. First of all, app to device, which is where the some sort of other external device, a robot or something, a helicopter or whatever, and that has to be paired with the phone. And then you can set up communications with it over Bluetooth, and you can control your helicopter or whatever it is. The other one is app to app, where you've got the same app running on two phones, and here the phones don't have to be paired, but one version, one copy of your app running on one phone can discover another copy of itself running on another phone, and they can set up a Bluetooth connection between each other. So app to device, like I said, you need to have the cap proximity and networking capabilities, and you can enumerate all of the devices that the phone is currently connected to, seeing. So then once you've found the actual robot or whatever it is you want to control, you can make a connection to it and start communicating. And they have to be paired for that. And obviously that's something the user has to do up front. There's nothing, you can't do that programmatically. You can't pair a device. So the user has to have paired it up first. And that you've all done this a million times with headsets, I'm sure, and this kind of thing. So the other one, app-to-app Bluetooth, is where one app is looking for another copy of itself running on another phone nearby. And they don't need to be paired for that. And with this, use this Peer Finder API. So you're looking for, first of all, if you want to look for Bluetooth, yeah, you need to do peerfinder.find all peers async. I'm out of sequence here. This is for looking for paired devices in this sequence. If Bluetooth's turned off on the phone, you'll get this exception. Unfortunately, there isn't a clean exception. You've got to just catch the exception and then look for that specific H result. So if you get that as a result, you know that Bluetooth is switched off, because then the good thing to do would be to take them to the Bluetooth settings, using the Bluetooth settings launcher, which we've got. Take them straight there to allow them to turn on the Bluetooth. So yeah, app to app, you can use Bluetooth to exchange messages. And again, the Peer Finder is what we use here. First of all, what you have to do is advertise yourself. You need to give yourself a name and give yourself a display name, and then you start advertising your presence to other devices around. So that's where you call the peerfinder.start. And of course, you've got this connection requested event handler. So when another device wants to connect to, another copy of your app wants to connect back to you, you'll get this connection requested event will fire. And you will respond to it. Normally, you'd put up a dialogue at that point to say, somebody wants to connect to you. And if the user says, yeah, I'm happy with that, you then call this peerfinder.connectAsync. That makes the connection back. And what you get out of that is a stream socket object, which you then use to communicate. Once you've made the connection, you'll then call peerfinder.stop. That's not stopping Bluetooth. What that is doing is stopping the broadcast of your availability. So the demo for this is a standard one, actually. Open project solution, which is a chat between two devices. Now I'm going to do this on, this is kind of challenging to do because obviously I've got two devices and I haven't got a camera. So what I'm going to do is start up the one side of it. I've got the DUV viewer, which is not, let's just start a new instance of that. That didn't work. There we go. Allow. So you can see everything that's happening on this phone. I'm going to shrink it down a bit. Because on the other phone, so first of all, I'm going to run this app up. And it's, first of all, joining the chat. And I'm going to say, OK, I want to join the chat. And at this point, this phone is finding peers. It's broadcasting. And it says, no, there's nobody out there. So actually, I've got another device here, which I'm going to unlock, and you won't be able to see, but I'm going to run this on here, on the device, and it's running the same app. So the screen is coming up at the moment, and I'm just going to call this one Andy 1, and we're going to join the chat. And you'll see that I'm now calling Find All Peers Async. So I'm looking for other peers on this phone. I'm going to do the same on the one, the DUV one. So let's bring that back onto screen. I'm going to hit Refresh Peers. That's looking for other ones. So at this point, it should find the other one. Yeah, there we go. It's found Andy 1. I can now hit on this DUV. I can connect to Andy 2. And over in Visual Studio, in the other one, I'm now going to put a message box up to say, do you want to connect? And I'll say, yes, I do want to connect. And this is where now we make our connection. Like that. So we're now connecting the two together. We stop broadcasting. And then we start listening for incoming messages. You're now into just a two-way chat over Bluetooth. So that's, we can now actually chat between the two, which, of course, we can say something like, hello, send that over here, and we can chat between the two. And so you can see how it works. And then eventually this one will cancel this one. And this one will say, the chat has ended. So you can see how it works. It's very, very easy to program. So that's Bluetooth app to app. So and they say the phones don't have to be paired for that. Right, the last thing I want to talk about is NFC. So NFC provides a very close connection between two devices. Using for connecting devices, reading smart tags on posters, or also for exchanging contact cards or V cards. So you can use NFC to write simple strings from one device to another, or you can use it to tap to connect, to set up a Bluetooth or a Wi-Fi connection. So this is the interesting one, programming NFC to tap to connect. You'll need to again use the Peer Finder API. You'll need to hook up the triggered connection state changed event on that object, and then you start the Peer Finder object. And you can also connect to Windows 8 devices with the same thing. This works across Windows 8 and Windows Phone. In the untriggered connection state change, you get a lot of events coming back from it as it goes through different statuses. And the one that's interesting there is completed, because the output from that you'll get in the args is a socket, which is your stream socket, which is exactly the same as we were just using in the Bluetooth out-to-app demo. You can choose whether Bluetooth can come out of that or whether infrastructure, meaning a Wi-Fi, they need to be on the same subnet, of course. But both of those are true by default. It will prefer Bluetooth, but you can choose to just use Wi-Fi if you want. So, right, the last demo I've got then. is, if anybody came to my talk yesterday, you'll have already seen this, is a is uses NFC. This is a noughts and crosses game. So I'm going to actually start the same game on the other phone, which is here. I'm hitting start a game, and then on this, I'm putting the backs together, and this is saying, okay, do you want to go and get the app? That's because, oh, that's not very good, is it? Not so great. Let's do it the other way. Let's try that again. Now, it treats trying to open the app rather than the other way. All right, let's do it the other way then. Let's start it on here. Ah, it's because it's not... This is not on the network, that would be why. Oh, no, we are on the network. All right, well, I'll just do one other thing. You can also use NFC to launch... to the store to install the app. Seems to claim it's in the collection, but that's totally weird. It says it's in the collection, but it's not on this phone. Okay, I've got a few gremlins here, and I'm actually out of time, so I apologise for that. That one didn't really work out. But NFC is a great way of connecting, using tap to connect and tap to share. And that's the code for tapping and sharing to launch the link to the store across two devices just by tapping them together. So there you go. That's what we learned about. Async and await for HTTP, being smart about data, compression, local services, programming Bluetooth, and NFC. So I hope you found that interesting and useful. Thanks very much for your attention, and I hope to see you all again soon. Thank you very much.